Rock Candy Investigation. Page 3. Now we are going to talk about a science project. Mrs. Green's class is learning what happens when sugar dissolves in water. This picture shows the materials the class will use. The class needs 2 cups of water and 4 cups of sugar. They also need ice, a pot, jars, pencils, string, and a hot plate. The students want to see what will happen when they combine sugar with water at different temperatures. Now, turn the page. Page 5. First, Mrs. Green stirs half the sugar into ice-cold water and half the sugar into boiling hot water. She pours each sugar mixture into a separate jar. Now, turn the page. Page 7. Next, the students hang a screw tied to the middle of a pencil in each sugar mixture. They leave the jars untouched and observe the changes. Now, turn the page. Page 9. Look at day 1. In the cold water mixture, only a small amount of the sugar dissolved or mixed evenly with the water. Most of the sugar settled at the bottom of the jar. However, in the hot water mixture, the sugar completely dissolved in the water, creating a sugar water solution. Now, turn the page. Page 11. Now look at day 10. In the cold water mixture, the ice melted. Some of the water evaporated, which means the water changed from a liquid into a gas. But the sugar remained at the bottom of the jar. In the hot water mixture, about half of the water evaporated. The sugar has started to form solid sugar crystals around the screw and the string. Now, turn the page. Page 13. Nina, make a hypothesis or a scientific prediction about what you think will happen to the cold water mixture by day 24.
My hypothesis is that more of the water will evaporate from the jar by day 24, but the sugar will still be at the bottom.
Now, turn the page. Page 15. Now it's your turn. In a moment, I will ask you to make a hypothesis or a scientific prediction about what you think will happen to the hot water mixture by day 24. Think about it. Number 1. Make a hypothesis or a scientific prediction about what you think will happen to the hot water mixture by day 24. Now, turn the page. Page 17. Now let's talk about the results of the investigation. In the cold water mixture, some of the water evaporated by day 24, but the sugar remained at the bottom of the jar. Now, turn the page. Page 19. In the hot water mixture, however, All of the water evaporated from the jar by day 24. The sugar that had dissolved in the hot water was left behind. Some of it collected on the string and the screw to make sugar crystals called rock candy. Now, turn the page. Page 21. In this investigation, more sugar dissolved in boiling hot water than in ice-cold water. The heat energy in the hot water affected the interaction of the water and the sugar, allowing more sugar to dissolve. Now, turn the page. Page 23. Nina, explain to me, step by step, how the cold water mixture changed from day 1 to day 24, and how the temperature of the water affected the results.
On day 1, most of the sugar settled at the bottom of the jar. By day 10, all of the ice had melted, but the sugar was still at the bottom of the jar. Finally, on day 24, some of the water had evaporated from the jar, but the sugar stayed at the bottom. The temperature of the water affected how much sugar could dissolve. Since the temperature was so cold when the sugar and water were combined, only a small amount of sugar dissolved.
Now, turn the page. Page 25. Now it's your turn. In a moment, I will ask you to explain to me, step by step, how the hot water mixture changed from day 1 to day 24, and how the temperature of the water affected the results. Think about it. Number 2. Explain to me, step by step, how the hot water mixture changed from day 1 to day 24, and how the temperature of the water affected the results. Now, turn the page. Page 27. This is the end of the speaking test. Thank you for talking with me today.